attributes that are mentioned in Quran, those sifat, those good traits that we are getting, we are learning, and we are actioning them, when we are bringing them to our daily life, those are outer or detached universe of barzakh. So when we read Quran and when we learn those attributes and when we action them, when we practice them, we are making, that is, you must have all read. If you haven't, go and find out and read that one, for instance, people are die here and they go to barzakh, they look like a dog, they look like the different animals, because they have attained those sifat of animals when they have been living here. So they have made their barzakhi body like animals. So this is the notion, this is the issue. They have to relate, to link our attached universe of barzakh, alamul khiyalul muttasil, with detached universe of barzakh, with alamul khiyalul munfasil, so that our bodily barzakh is being made. So to make our bodily barzakh built and grow, we have to gain, we have to attain those attributes, we have to practice them, so that become malake for nafs. They first become habit, gradually they become malake, and after that they will become sifat. When they become attribute, they are not detachable. And God forbid, for instance, a person with lots of ghadab and anger, when that anger becomes his habit, then gradually he sees nobody stops him, nobody tells him to think about it, he doesn't get reminded that being angry is not good, so he continues. When he sees something, he does not like it, he gets angry. People say something, he doesn't like it, he gets angry. So gradually, he gets angrier and angrier and angrier. This becomes malake. Malake means something rasikh in nafs. When an attribute becomes rasikh in nafs, I can't find an English word for it, unfortunately. An attribute and a habit, when becomes so solid, ingrained in nafs. Thank you. Ingrained in nafs, that is called malake. And when it becomes, when it's done 30 years, 25 years, 30 years, it becomes sifat. That is why it is said, when people become 40 years of age, Shaitan says, "Oh, I don't need to do anything with this person. He's Shaitan, because he cannot change himself." Right? Alhamdulillah, there is no over 40 years of age here, so that you do not get disappointed. But of course, still, if Allah helps us, those who have not corrupted their intellectual level, they can still come back. Okay? So when they become sifat, when they become attribute, we know attribute is not separable from the zat. So that person, in the day of hash, in the day of resurrection, people see him like a dog. So this is how we make our bodily barzakh body. Our barzakhi body is made when we relate our attached universe of barzakh with detached universe of barzakh. And same thing for aql or intellectual. So we have, at the moment that you are talking, you all of you and myself, we have made an intellectual body. What are an intellectual body made of? Our beliefs. Belief is your intellectual body. Do not take it as these are only symbols. The only reason that you do not sense it is because we are so much in the universe of matter, we cannot comprehend what is barzakhi, what is intellectual body. We all have intellectual body, because there will be a day we die and this body goes away. And there will be a day that barzakh is over and your bodily barzakh goes away. So we all will be left with our intellectual body. Intellectual body are the things, the ideas that we have formed, our beliefs that we have formed. So that is so important to make our intellectual body properly. That is why we need ma'arif. That is why we need ma'rifat. Because even if however much we learn, however much good things we do, if we have not formed proper beliefs, in best scenarios, a person sees, he reached to where? Jannatul Sifat. A good person, very pious, does everything presume, I'm just presuming that, but he has not been learning. He was not learning anything. He was just doing things. He was just, they get to learn very little. So, but when they go to Akhirat, the best place they have is, which is good, Jannat al-Sifat, which is all those, Jannat al-Sifat is what is you read in Quran, Jannat al-Sifat is all those gardens with tajim and tahta al-anhar, they are all Jannat al-Sifat. All those good things, all those good eating things. But Jannat al-Liqa is for the people who are able to make the proper intellectual body for themselves. Did it make sense? So, we have got three awalim, detached and attached. And alam, the universe outside you, all of the universes outside you, matter and barzakh and intellect, they are referred to as insanul kabir, the greater insan. And you know that we have heard this, I remember only one small sentence in Mafati. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Atazamu innaka jirmun saghir. Do you remember the second? Fi kantaval alamul akbar. That means in you is being is made, alamul akbar is in you. The greater universe is in us. That greater universe is insan, the universe of insan. That is what we are made for. That is the notion of creation. That is why the whole thing is made. The whole thing is made because Allah wanted insan. As I said it in Du'a Nutbe, Allah did not create the things and then say, okay, let me see what else I can create. I have not created the whole universe, this universe, that universe, these galaxies, this earth, moon, Jupiter, whatever. Now, it's good to have an insan as well. It's not like that. Similarly to what, when we ourselves, when we start to make something, we first make the best thing. You think of, let's make an aeroplane. You think of, I want to make a car first. Then you start to create in your mind the parts for the car. You never, it's not possible. It's not possible. That is why says, فَمَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّ. In this sense, it's very similar. For us also, it is not possible. We do not start to make car parts first. And then we say, oh, let me make a car now that I have got so much parts. Right? We first make the car in our intellectual level. Then we bring that from intellectual level down to universe of barzakh. That means we give image to it. Say, okay, this car is going to be like this. That is when we give image. And barzakh is about image. Then you say, okay, well, I want to make it. You design it, you draw all the parts. Then you go and start to buy metal or wood or whatever you want to make it. That is when you bring it down to universe of matter. So, this is about universes and remember the universes outside us. Similarly, this is another important thing to learn. Similarly, when that see all your hawas and quwa, your senses and your khiyal and your wahm and all of these are your quwa, it is called your potencies. All of these potencies are all working for you, isn't it? Your eyes has no other choice but seeing. If you open your eyes is ma'asum, cannot deny what it's supposed to do, right? If you hear, you are hearing my voice now, your ears are ma'asum in that sense that they have no choice. They are not doing any osyan. You know osyan? They are not doing any sin. They are not denying their duty. They can only hear. They are made to hear. They are made to listen. The eyes is made to see. Your skin is made to touch. Right? All of these quwa, these potencies that you have, they are all under your control. They cannot do anything out of your will. Similarly, angels in the universe are like that. When we say angels, angels in the universe are exactly the same thing. All the angels, as they are like, they are working for, they are working under one unity, one will. Okay, I had written a small poetry, one line poem from Sheikh Sabzewar. Yeah, Haji Sabzewari is one of the urafa of about 150 years ago. He says, "An-nafsu fi wahdatiha kullul quwa." An-nafsu fi wahdatiha kullul quwa wa fi'luha fi fi'luha qad intawa. That means nafs, all the quwa of nafs are wahid, are only one, because they're only working for one entity. It's not that your eyes is seeing for somebody else. Your eyes is seeing for the same being that is your ears are listening for, that your touches is touching for, that your shamme, your nose are smelling for. Similarly, all the angels of outer universe or insan al kabir. Insan al kabir, what was it, Kumail? Greater insan, which outside means it's not us, it's not with me. It's outside of us. All those universes outside me, from universe of Mati, universe of Barzakh, and universe of Khiyar. They have, angels are working there, right? The angels for in those universes are working for one Qubwe Wahid. Right? That is who? Aqlul Awwal. So they are all working under Aqlul Awwal. And Aqlul Awwal, of course, you have to get, there is, with some of your eyes, I read some confusion. Aqlul Awwal. How for Aqlul Awwal? Remember, we inshallah, I owe you this explanation of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Kanz level. In Kanz level. Before He is revealed. In Kanz level. Sorry?
Treasure.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes my mind does not, I'm not conscious which word, English or Arabic or Farsi I've said. So Allah in treasure level, in the level of treasure, in that hadith of Kanz. You remember hadith of Kanz? Inni kuntu Kanzan makhfiyan. Allah in the level of treasure, in that level there is nothing outside, right? It's only when revelation, when manifestation starts, the other or khilqat is starting. It's only when manifestation of Allah is starting. But remember, we are not talking about time. We are talking about level. It's not issue of time here. And I had another statement. Yeah, al-insano, here it is. This is not hadith. Right? It's not hadith. This is a statement of one of ulama. Al-insano alamun saghirun mujmalun. Insan is a universe, compact universe. Mujmal means, they say in Farsi, in Arabic also they call it malfuf, laf, lefe. Insan is malfuf. Alamun malfuf, wrapped. Insan is all the realities are wrapped in insan. Whereas al-alamu, this is about insan. Al-alamu, insanun, kabirun, mufassalun. Alam, the universe, is a great insan which is detailed. Right? So what does it say? Al-insanu alamun saghirun mujmalun. وَالْعَالَمُ إِنسَانٌ كَبِيرٌ مُفَسَّلٌ. Insan is a universe which everything is wrapped in it. Everything is inside, in us. When I say inside, you're not talking about this bodily container. Inside means in within the nafs of insan. And this is Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَّمَ الْآدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. That alif and lam of asma, al asma means every, no exception, no exclusion, all asma. And all those asma, what are those asma? Asma, of course, you all know, we have spoken about this. We are not talking about asma as noun or words or harf. Asma are real thing, the real thing. When we say Dr. Muhammad, we are not talking about mim, he, mim, dal. We are talking about his reality. Okay? When Allah taught to Hazrat Adam al-Asma, He did not teach him those words. He taught him the reality, the core reality, existence of those things. So everything is in there, has been muntadi in us, have been wrapped in us. In when Allah nafakhtu fihi min ruhi, that is when all those Asma was given to us. But al-Alamu, universe outside is insanun, kabirun, mufassalun. The alam outside is us. It's only detail. It's opened up. Is منشور. In Arabic say laf and nash. Laf means wrapped, nash means opened. So alam is insan, but is detailed insan, opened insan. Okay? So I was saying malaike, angels are working, all of malaike cannot even, they cannot even, just the same way that eyes cannot disobey me, my eyes, if I open my eyes to see you, it can only see. In Quran it says, مَا يَعْصَوْنَ اللَّهُ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They cannot do asyan, they cannot deny, they cannot turn down what they have been commanded to. They have to do exactly what they are asked to. Not only our Hawas for us, all the angels for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that verse of Quran in Surah Baqarah where it says Malaika started to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no, why this insan, we can, so that we are doing your tasbih and taqdis and all of this. That discussion of, see, this is تلکل امثال و نظر به حال ناس لعلهم یتفکرون. These are all مثال, so that we understand the notion that those angels versus insan when we're arguing with Allah are exactly like in us, that قوا and حواس and وهم and عقل of insan, وهم and عقل in us, the relationship of our حواس, potencies of senses and خیال and عقل and وهم to insan is the same relationship that of those malaike, they were arguing with Allah about, because Allah asked them to prostrate to insan, do sajda to insan, to Hazrat Adam. And that is, you can take that as insanun kabir, that the notion of universal insan. Go ponder upon it, Dr. Muhammad. Don't look at me like that. Go ponder upon it. See why those angels, they're arguing that no, we do not want to. Shaitan said, I do not want to prostrate to Malaika. And those Malaika were saying, why do you put a Khalifa? Because while we can do all of those good things that you want, Allah. So those arguments are very much similar to arguments of what we have in our nafs. Because Wahm, and for instance, our Khiyal wants to take over your Hawas. For instance, your Khiyal stimulates you to think that it's good to do this now. It's good to do that now. It's good to look at Namahram. It's good to listen to that bad music. This is your khiyal do that. And at the same time, Wahm will fight. Wahm wants to take the control of your Hawas to itself. Aql also is fighting for that. Aql wants to take it as well. So if we leave everything to Aql, so we will be... I talk too much. I was not supposed to. بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد.